there's quite a lot that the public can help you with. Incident of assault in St. Johnston. What happened there?
I suppose just we want to clarify what happened there, Greg. We're not looking for witnesses in this, unusually. This happened in St. Johnston in the early hours of the 27th of September, which was a Friday. And we're aware that the incident has been reported as a stabbing incident. And I just want to confirm that it's definitely not a stabbing incident. We're not looking for any witnesses. And the matter is currently under investigation.
Okay, so that's much as a clarification as opposed to a direct appeal.
Exactly.
But we can go to Church Hill, the theft from a vehicle there.
Yeah, this is a substantial theft and a big loss for the injured party in this. The guards in Milford Garda Station are investigating this theft that occurred on Sunday past the 29th of September at 6:45 p.m. The injured party had a white transit van parked at Lossett, Church Hill. The passenger window was smashed and a grey bag containing a Sony FS7 camera. Now this camera is a really expensive bit of kit and a specialised bit of kit. It's not like a regular camera, it's what I would call it, maybe a commercial type camera. So it's this man's livelihood. There was also zoom lenses and a number of accessories stolen with this camera. If anyone can assist the guards in Milford, then could I please ask them to call Milford Gardaí on 074-915-3060.
Now, whoever sold this might be aware that, you know, the usual ports of call for this type of specialised equipment, you know, maybe being monitored. They might try and sell it locally. It's a very unusual piece of equipment for someone just to try and pass off to you. And of course, receiving stolen goods knowingly isn't a crime even itself. So you would hope that the uniqueness and expense of this camera may in some way, almost perversely, assist in its recovery.
Yeah, and even though it's worth a bit of money, I would suspect that it's going to be something that's going to be impossible to shift, because with it being of a commercial nature, people that would require this would know that it's been stolen, and it's likely, you know, we heard during the week there about this chalice that was stolen down the country and was returned. A unique item like that is more easy for us to trace back to the owner.
This might seem random, and you just never know. If this has come into somebody's possession and they want to return it to its owner, how do you go about doing that? Now, obviously, you could walk into a Garda station, but let's just hypothesize that, you know, maybe someone wants to return this.
Whatever they want to do, you know.
Drop it at parochial house if it comes to
they
it.
They can ring Highland Radio if they wanted and arrange the, you know, that's something that, you know, obviously be very interesting to hear too. I was thinking that myself, Greg, that if somebody has come across this or maybe found it, maybe because it is an item that's going to be hard to move on and get money for, maybe you can contact us confidentially on the Garda confidential line, 1-800-666-111.
Yeah, or indeed, as I say, if someone wanted to contact us, we'd be more than happy to assist in that regard, because as I say, this is someone's livelihood as well. This is like someone ripping the transmitter off the roof of this building.
Big time.
Right. Letterkenny Gardaí now, they're dealing with the theft of sheep in Raphoe.
Yeah, 16 sheep, Greg. This occurred at Bray Head, Raphoe. The dates between the 16th and the 23rd of September. I don't have any more details on it, but, you know, 16 sheep, somebody knows something about it. If anyone has any information, contact the garage in Letterkenny again, 916-7100. This is something that we're all too familiar with, the theft of sheep. We have had quite a number of successes in returning sheep to their owners. There is processes there with the Department of Agriculture where we can DNA test sheep to find who they actually belong to. It's not as simple as just removing tags and, you know, or markings on sheep. The DNA testing's proved very successful for us before.
And because of the nature of this, it requires equipment, it requires a lorry or a tractor and trailer or whatever it might have been. Is there any information on that? Or I suppose someone can keep an eye out for, you know, unusual movements in that area at this time.
I don't have because of the vastness and the time, I suppose, between the 26th and the 23rd of September before it was discovered. I don't have a vehicle or nothing at this stage, but somebody somewhere knows something.
Maybe one of our listeners has.
That's
the thing. Okay,
exactly.
And it's a big chunk out of someone's livelihood again there as well. Right, now there's a burglary at Tower Court in Letterkenny.
We're back at the we're going through a phase of burglaries again, Greg. Unfortunately, you know, I don't want to inundate your listeners looking for maybe too many appeals, and maybe the message gets lost and the volume of the
the calls that we have, but certainly the Letterkenny area, St Johnstone, Carrigans, Balbuff area this past week has been hit pretty bad, and we have had a number of successes, and I'll get to that in a moment. But if I could just maybe lump these in together, Greg, and just let people know the areas and the dates maybe, and if somebody can assist us, I'll let you know maybe what was taken as well. So first of all, the Gards and Letterkenny are investigating four burglaries. The first one occurred at Tara Court on the 27th of September, which was Friday past, between, I suppose, unusually between 1:15 p.m. and 7 p.m. A rear bedroom window was forced, and a small amount of cash was stolen with a few pieces of jewellery, which were of substantial value and obviously sentimental value. So that was the Tara Court area on Friday the 27th of September. And I say it happened during the day, so Tara Court's a busy estate. Somebody has definitely seen something unusual there, and no matter how small, let us know. On the 25th of September at Gortley Road, Letterkenny, that was Wednesday between 8:30 in the morning and 1:30 in the afternoon, entry was gained to a house at Gortley Road, and some drawers were disturbed in the home. Nothing was stolen, but damage was caused to the door. And again, even though nothing was stolen, it's usually not when something's stolen is the problem, it's the fact that somebody's been in your house is the real trauma for the victims. Corn Campbell and Newton Cunningham, there was a house burgled on the 25th of September, the same day, Wednesday, between 10 a.m. and 11:30 p.m. The rear door was forced again, and the house was absolutely ransacked. A small amount of money was stolen from the property. So that was Corn Campbell and Newton Cunningham on Wednesday. Glenview Park, Ballybuffet, on the 26th of September. That was a Thursday between 5 p.m. and midnight. So I think the common factor there in the Letterkenny ones is they all happen during the daytime. Mm-hmm. But then we're moving on now to Ballybuffet. Glenview Park, 26th of September, Thursday, between 5 p.m. and midnight. The lock on the front door had been forced, which is unusual again. It's usually around the back. And entry was gained. The house was ransacked. Nothing was taken during this burglary, because nothing was found. If anyone in the Glenview Park area observed anything, maybe let the Letterkenny guards know. In Milltown Convoy on the 27th of September, Thursday, between 9 p.m. and 10 p.m, the back door to the house was forced open and the house ransacked again. Nothing was stolen, but damage caused to the door. So if anyone can assist in any of these burglaries, or know anything about it, any information, contact the guards.
In all of those up until now, the houses generally they are unoccupied at the time?
Unoccupied, yeah. Okay. Now, we did have one, the next one, I think, in the beaches on the 29th of September, Sunday morning.
Mm-hmm.
The guards got a 999 call and of an attempted burglary in progress in Ballybuffet. Luckily, they were close by and they made their way to the beaches, and when they got there, they observed a male attempting to break into a neighbouring house. He fled and was arrested following a struggle, and he became quite violent and attacked the guards. He was arrested, charged and brought to court, and he's currently in custody in Castlereagh.
And did the guard sustain injuries?
No, thank God, no. There was two guards there and they were able to...
But he was overpower. Prepared. He was prepared
to do anything to get away, yeah. Yeah.
Okay. What is it telling that, you know, they're not taking big items? They're not running out with TVs or, you know, I was going to say there's nothing, you know, the likes of laptops or whatever. These are going in specifically, is it for small items in high value cash, that type of thing?
Yeah. It's not to say that, you know, they won't take a tablet or a phone or something that's sitting there, around, yeah. But generally cash and jewellery is what the trend is at the moment for this particular individuals or gang members. But we have had instances, but it's very rare where maybe a television has been taken.
Yeah, but those days,
that's just very, very
rare. And the
rare.
Value of them, you can get a, you know, 50-inch telly for $399 now, so what could they...
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. But as you can see, after reading out a few things there, there was nothing taken some of these houses because they couldn't get cash and jewellery, you know, jewellery and cash that they're very easy to get rid of.
So what's the takeaway advice then? And sorry to repeat it, but it's until you're a victim of one of these crimes that you truly actually understand what it's all about. It is about making sure that particularly that they know there's a weakness perhaps with rear patio locks with some of the older doors that they're quite easy to get through. Is it a case of making sure we replace those locks? And is it, you know, having an active alarm as well? Again, I spoke to one of your colleagues last week week, how many of us, if we're leaving the house for a couple of hours during the day, would activate the alarm? You know, yeah. It's a going to bed thing.
Yeah, yeah. And a vigilant neighbour as well. You know, we've had our best successes when we have a neighbour that has spotted something unusual. You know, they don't have to have seen somebody breaking a window, but somebody that's unusual to the area, maybe looks a bit dodgy, there's no problem, ring the guards.
Yeah.
You know, we'd rather call out and you be wrong. You know, we're not going to go knock on your door looking
and
for a statement.
And any innocent person, really, most of us, I think, wouldn't mind a guard saying, can I ask your name or what are you doing around here or whatever the protocol is. Yeah, you know what I'm about? If that leads us to a safer place, do you know what I mean?
Yeah. So,
in
we
other
love
words,
getting,
that's what people would be afraid of involving one in.
Exactly, yeah.
Right, okay.
Sorry, Greg, just in relation to Balbuffet, there was also a man arrested on the 25th of September and he's charged in relation to 10 burglaries in the locality in recent months, and he's been released and the files have been prepared for the DVP. So there has been successes there.
Yeah, that has to go through its process, but that does sort of, it's in line with what we said previously, that Gardaí don't necessarily have to catch 1,000 people to eliminate this issue.
Yeah, exactly.
And that's why information is so important.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
It could be 1, 3, 4 people involved in all of these or you know, okay. Yeah. Right, so that's why information is so important. That confidential line too is because people can be a little bit reluctant. The confidential line, just once again, people should trust the local Gardaí, but just in case there is an element of distrust, what is the, that someone could find out that it was they that passed on the information. What's the confidential line there again?
Yeah, 1-800-666-111. You're not going to be asked for your name or address.
Just the info.
Yeah, you're not going to be asked for a statement or nothing. Just the info. That's not going to be passed on to the local garage at all. So they don't even, you know, there's no way of even tracing these calls.
No court appearance, it's a tip.
It's just a tip, yeah.
Necessarily.
Yeah, exactly. And we'll deal with all them as they come by. Greg, could I just mention two more incidents
happened?
Just there was one in Muncrana on Sunday there, the 29th at 9:15 p.m. This was an Oak Grove estate. Two men broke into the front sitting room while there was a young woman with her young kids in the house. They broke the front sitting room window and the front door glass. They were armed with hurls. They had their faces covered and they're wearing dark clothing and gloves. As I say, the young lady was in the house with her two young children, very traumatised by this. The two individuals searched through the house that they were looking for something, and they were unsuccessful. They ran away up Millfield Road and they got into what I believe to be a black Mitsubishi car and drove towards Millfield Farm. So that was in Buncrana at Oak Grove Estate, a lovely wee estate there in Buncrana, where it's classified as a burglary and assault, but it's not your traditional burglary where there was, you know, there's more to this maybe than meets the eye. If anybody can assist us in relation to this, contact Buncrana Guards on 074-932-0540.
What a terrifying experience for
the young
the lady
kids,
and her
the
family.
Innocent kids, yeah.
Yeah. And they obviously were looking for something in particular. It wasn't a...
Yeah.
Okay.
I can't go any further than
no,
that,
No, I wouldn't push you any further than that either, God.
Sorry, one more quick one, Greg. It's just on my own patch there. We had criminal damage to a picnic bench at the top of Hornhead. This happened twice. The first time it happened, December 18. Now, it's a lovely big concrete picnic bench for the general public to use. It's installed and paid for by the Tidy Towns Committee.
Mm-hmm.
And somebody took a sledgehammer to it on December 18 and smashed it to pieces. That was repaired by the Tidy Towns, paid for again. And then in July past, the same thing happened again. It's been destroyed by like a hammer, and a sledgehammer, so it's wrecked now. I don't know what the motivation is for this, but, you know, it's a very isolated rural area. You know, the chances of somebody having, you know, there's no cameras or nothing up there, but the chance of even somebody seeing it's very, very slim. So I suppose I'm appealing directly to the person to do it. Maybe take a step back and think, you know, what are you doing? You know, what benefit is this to anybody? It's a ridiculous crime, and it's the local community they're paying for it.
Mm.
So if anybody does know anything, maybe contact the guards in Milford on 074-915-3060, or indeed the local community in Dunfanaghy. You know, there are two local guards, Brendan and Eddie, there. They can call into them.
Yeah, pass any information on. And even if you know or suspect it might be. Maybe it'll do them a favour for their actions to be brought to the attention of someone or other. You know what I mean? It's ridiculous.
Yeah. So hopefully this bench will be replaced again, but we're keeping an eye on ourselves.
It's heartbreaking for Tidy Towns groups as well.
Yeah.
But needless to say, Gardaí are looking into that. Right, now, already we're getting calls about fireworks. The season just is extending, it seems, all the while. Normally, well, maybe not normally, but it seemed to be, the week in advance of Halloween. But now we're already getting reports of fireworks being let off. Primarily at the moment, I'm getting it from Letterkenny, but some talk of them being thrown out onto roads down by the New Dons there, that sort of area as well.
Yeah.
I don't know where they're getting them from. They're illegal, aren't they?
They are, yeah. It's quite easy to get your hands on them, Greg, unfortunately. Don't get me wrong, I can see the appeal of fireworks for kids. It's something fascinating for them. But they're still very much illegal without a licence on this side of the border anyhow. There was somebody last week questioned the fireworks being let off in the Windmill View in Killylaston area. But it's not just restricted to Letterkenny, it happens everywhere. We have it in Fulcarran and Milford, Dunfanaghy. But anyone that hears fireworks being let off, again, you can contact the guards. We're not going to be coming looking for statements or nothing. We just a bit of information and we can maybe go and try and locate these fireworks and take them out of harm's way before somebody does lose an eye or a finger, which tends to happen, unfortunately, every year. Maybe not in Donegal, but it happens definitely throughout the country. You'll be seeing in the news some young fella.
Although there'll be people down at Letterkenny University Hospital with finger damage.
Or
it could be eye damage, and particularly the amount of stuff you see on YouTube and TikTok, these influencers, for some reason, maybe it's because they get an awful lot of attention for it, a lot of their videos feature fireworks.
Yeah.
And their captive audience is, tweens and teens. And they try and emulate what they see on these apps.
Yeah, yeah, and they're really expensive, these fireworks, too. Yeah. Such a waste of money, it's mad.
So, rather than sort of leaving it and going, God, the fireworks were awful last night, if you see anything, call the Gardaí.
Yeah.
And the idea being, with this new policing model we have, there should be a squad car, hopefully not too far away, and they can get on scene. If something needs to be confiscated, it can be, and if someone needs to be spoken to, they can be as well.
Yeah, and kids speak to your parents as well, and educate them on the dangers of fireworks. We don't expect kids maybe to sell out their friends or whatever, saying that, Jimmy's got fireworks in school or whatever, or he's letting off fireworks at cars at certain times. It's up to kids to take their own responsibility, their own health and welfare seriously as well, and parents need to educate their kids on the dangers of it. It's okay, me and you talking about it here, Greg. Yeah. We know the dangers, but when you're maybe 13, 14, 15, you can't see the dangers,
you don't see the consequences. Right, quads, we had one of your colleagues in here not so long ago talking about quads. I think it had become a particular issue in the Inishowen area, young people out on the roads on quads, not wearing helmets and what have you, and it's something, I'm sure it's county-wide, but I think there was a particular focus at that time, and the message was trying to be gotten out to the community in the Inishowen area. But someone obviously wants to just clarify something as it relates to the law, and that is private property, public property, and the use on a housing estate. Where does that fall in? What are the rules? What do you think we need to know?
Yeah, well, unfortunately, we have in Donegal had a couple of fatalities with quads in the recent years. So it's not just about spoiling people's fun, but they are a nuisance on the road. They're what we term in the law states as a mechanically propelled vehicle, and that falls under the Road Traffic Act. And once you have an MPV, which is short for the mechanically propelled vehicle, it must have insurance, tax and a driving licence. And there's severe penalties if you're caught driving one of these on the road. You've got fines, possible seizure, court appearance. But if you observe kids using a quad or a scrambler or something like that in your estate or in a public place, please contact the guards. Again, it can be done in confidence if you like. We'll attend as quick as we can if available.
A complainant in that sort of, can be kind of claustrophobic sometimes, and I don't mean in terms of space, but just in terms of community, that if I were to ring you and say, look, there's a 13-year-old girl, she's flat out in the green area in our housing estate, she's driving us absolutely up the walls. In other words, you're not going to knock on my front door, take me out and make me point at them. In other words, that Gardaí can deal with it, and it might not require anything criminal at that point, but the Gardaí can let people know that they're aware of it. In other words, it doesn't have to be a massive thing for from an initial call.
Yeah, I suppose it's appropriate too this time of year, you know, because maybe some kids might be getting these things for Christmas, you know, which I suppose we would deem, we'd ask people not to do, you know, because it'd be irresponsible unless you have a farm or something where they can safely use them. The person that lets the kid use a quad on a public road too can be liable for letting somebody use the quad without insurance, and they're liable for a summons too. So if it's investigated by the guards, we also have an obligation to report when we come in contact with kids under 18. We have an obligation to report, and we have any concerns in relation to their welfare, and we would in relation to quads, we have an obligation to report that to TUSLA.
Which can become quite complicated for families then as well. Okay, that elevates it beyond even just what people might expect. Now, with this slot, it's not often, but sometimes people text in and go, what's the point in contacting the Gardaí? I made a statement and nothing come of it.
Yeah.
Right. Well, and as I say, it doesn't come in all that often.
Yeah.
But I don't want people to feel that they ask us a question and we don't get to it. So I want to give you an opportunity to explain that. What is the situation if I come to you and I make a statement? Are all statements investigated? Is there an obligation to do so there?
Yeah, we're obliged when somebody makes a statement to we'll take it down in writing. It will be reported through the usual channels through our chain of command, and we're obliged to investigate all complaints. Now, some of them mightn't get too far because for various reasons, but yeah, it's all recorded, it's all done official. But my advice to somebody is, if they want something investigated, is to ensure that they give a statement. You know, some people maybe think, oh well, I need a couple of days, I think I'll overnight.
Is the problem then, or maybe there is, I don't know any cases, so I'm just supposing, is there a problem in communication then that, say, maybe Gardaí investigate something, even if it's a prelim investigation and it's going nowhere, or they can't progress it with the information they got? Are people always contacted back and given that update, I wonder?
Well, they should be. I can't stand
because I wonder, is that maybe where the sort of maybe where the hole in this whole thing is, you know, where is Gardaí doing the work?
Yeah.
But does the person get the update to say that, unfortunately, we can't progress it for this reason or that, or we reviewed your statement and this is how we're going to move forward? I just wonder if it's a communication thing rather than actual action thing.
Yeah, well, sometimes maybe people's expectations aren't met by the reality.
Right.
You know, sometimes people think because they said something to a guard or phoned into a guard that they're going to get a call back and it's going to be fully investigated. You know, that's not always the case. You know, that's an ideal world, but the way to ensure that you get a call back and the thing is properly investigated is to make and give a statement.
Okay, right, excellent stuff. Right, thank you very much indeed for that.